content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District Newsletter of District 31S for the month of December of 2023. It's a pretty long newsletter, and I only have about an hour, so I may need to skip some of the articles that have been repeated in past months. Here we go. Message from District Governor. My term as District Governor seems to be moving by so fast. I am truly enjoying visiting clubs and meeting amazing, hardworking Lions throughout the state. The motto, "We Serve," is visible throughout our district with clubs seeking ways to help others. I am visiting clubs this week. Recently, I had the privilege of honoring two club members of the Whitakers Lions Club for 50 years of service. Our Council of Governors has reinstated the Celebrate Liberty Essay Contest. We encourage clubs to present this opportunity to the youth in your area. Districts 31N and 31S are collaborating for a joint adventure to offer assistance to our young Lions residing in the Lions Cottage at the Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw. If you would like to participate, you can contact DG Carly Metz or myself for more information. The District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention will be held in January. I'm hoping that you can join us for this exciting event. Jim Quick and Coastline will be performing at Friday Fun Night. Join us for great music, dancing, and fellowship. Our speaker for Saturday night will be International Director Joanne Ogden from Canada. I am so excited to have her at our convention. I had the opportunity to hear her speak briefly in Boston. I was truly impressed and thankful for the chance to host her for this convention. During this holiday season, take the time to enjoy family, share with others that are less fortunate, and remember the reason for the season in your prayers. Thank you for allowing me to serve District 31S. And that is from Lorraine Dixon, your district governor. Here's a message from District 31S secretary. This is by PDG Lion Barbara Beltran. If your club has done vision screening since July 31st of 2023, please report the results to Lion Jean Finch and me as soon as possible. The email is jeanfinch45@gmail.com, and Jean Finch is GENEFINCH45 at gmail.com. So the numbers we report to NCLF are accurate. To schedule the vision van, please contact both Brian Hoover and Danny Hall. Emails. Danny's is halldanny@bellsouth.net. or 919-607-1204, and Brian can be reached, Brian spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclf.org, or 828-478-2135. Save the date. On April 13th, 2024, we will have a District 31S fundraising event at the Wendell Lions Club. More details will be distributed as logistics are finalized. Camp Dogwood VIP applications and medical forms now available. The 2024 Camp Dogwood VIP applications and medical forms and volunteer applications are now available. The theme for the 2024 camper season is Mardi Gras. If you have any questions or need further information, please contact Lion Tammy Thomas, Camp Director, at tammy@nclf.org. And here's a wish from Sid and Judy Scruggs. To each of you, our special Lion friends, Judy and I are wishing you a very blessed Christmas and a joy-filled New Year. As we remember each name, we thank you for your special friendship. Instead of sending personal Christmas cards, we are making a donation to our Lions Club, feeding over 190 families in need, and to NCLF Brighter Vision. Please accept this greeting as our personal Christmas card to you. And then there's a lovely photo of Sid and Judy Scruggs in front of a Christmas tree and a warehouse full of boxes of food. VIP Fishing Tournament celebrates 40 years by Lion Peronita Carpenter. This year marked a 40th anniversary of the VIP Fishing Tournament, which was proudly dedicated to PDG Lion Rhett White. Lion Rhett is a charter member of the First Flight Lions Club in Killdevil Hills, North Carolina, and has been involved in the tournament since its inception. This year's tournament was held October 16th through 18th. There were some challenges to overcome, but we did it. The first tournament was held on July 31st, 1976. It is phenomenal that it has grown to what it is today. We were fortunate this year to have past International President Douglas X. Alexander as our keynote speaker. This year, we honored our military veterans and current military members. PID Lion Gwen White, executive director of the tournament, suffered an injury shortly before the tournament began. However, she was available to be present, but kept a low profile. Sort of. Those of us who were assisting with helping her keep a low profile are smiling right now. Lion Gwen is like steel. You can bend her a little, but you can't break her. We are grateful that she was there in any capacity and are hopeful that she's going to make a full recovery. On Sunday, October 15th of 2023, volunteers began arriving to Westcott Park in Manio to get their assignments and prepare for the tournament. Lunch of hot dogs, hamburgers, and sides was served at 1 p.m. Duties included setting up tables and chairs, assembling the stage, setting the tables, hanging banners, preparing registration packets, setting up the tent, preparing fishing rods, sorting golf balls, untangling tackle, setting up the VIP merchandise area, and renewing friendships. Volunteers were free after that to enjoy the Outer Banks. On Monday, October 16th of 2023, the day began with a breakfast and meeting for all volunteers at Westcott Park. Committee assignments were given, orientation was held, etc., with free time following until the evening events. Participants began to arrive at 1 p.m. Participant registration was from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Volunteers arrived at 5:30 p.m. to prepare for dinner. Dinner was generously sponsored and provided by the Columbia Lions Club and the Seaboard Lions Club. Columbia is an hour from Manteo. Seaboard is more than 3 hours from Manteo. The Columbia Lions served dinner along with volunteers. The Seaboard Lions brought their own cooking equipment and prepared old-fashioned Eastern North Carolina pit-cooked barbecue, stewed potatoes, chicken, and coleslaw. The evening program began at 6:30 p.m. PDG Lion Bob Walton served as master of ceremonies. Guests, volunteers, and lions were welcomed. Mary Schemmerhorn, with assisted living devices, was introduced, and she spoke briefly about new products and updates on what they have to offer. We all stood to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a rendition of the national anthem by Lion Angelo Sanesso, president of the First Flight Lions Club. The invocation followed, then volunteers got to work serving everyone. Lion Rhett was outside cooking, so members of his family went to retrieve him and brought him to the stage. He was obviously not aware of what was going on. Lion Bob began speaking, and it began to register with Lion Rhett that this year's tournament was dedicated to him. We all applauded in recognition of this Titan Lion. Special guests, David Gates and James Russell, provided motivational entertainment during dinner. David hails from the mountain town of Dillsboro and is the first blind funeral home director in North Carolina. He is also the first blind student in North Carolina that was fully mainstreamed in the public school system. David was also the first blind person to get a contractor's construction license in the state of North Carolina. There are plenty of blind contractors who became blind after getting their license, but David will forever be known for already being blind prior to receiving his license. David has written an autobiography entitled The Way I See It. David is married to Dr. Carmelita Gates, and they have two daughters. David comes from the Silva area, the son of Harold and Ellen Gates. He attended the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, Silva Webster High School, and Southwestern Community College. He was in business in the Silva, Dillsboro area for more than 30 years. David has his commercial building license and has remodeled 20-plus local homes, as well as built 9 new homes in the past 15 years. He enjoys meeting and getting to know new people and working with and restoring antique cars. David completed his internship to be a funeral director and obtained his funeral director's license in October of 2015 from Fayetteville Community College. At the conclusion of David's speech, Lion Bob thanked him for words of inspiration. PDG Lion Michael Schwartz briefly went over the fishing rules and housekeeping items. NC Library for the Blind representatives were present. PDG Lion George Suggs was on site making and selling custom dog tags in honor of our veterans. All VIPs and their guests received one as their gift from the VIP Fishing Tournament Board. The evening concluded with a meeting of all group leaders in the tent outside and dancing the night away with the Rondells. On Tuesday, October 17th of 2023, volunteers arrived at Westcott Park to serve breakfast and provided by the Manteo Lions Club. Following breakfast, volunteers cleaned up and reset the tables for dinner. Some volunteers went to the First Flight Lions Club to pack lunches for the peers, which was generously provided by the Edenton Lions Club and the Raleigh Host Lions Club. The tournament was held from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. All fishing rods were washed off and put away for next year's tournament. Participants and volunteers who were not assigned to preparing for dinner were free until dinner. PDG Lion Carlton Metz, Executive Director of the North Carolina Lions Foundation and Vice President of the VIP Fishing Tournament Board, served as Master of Ceremonies. The invocation was given by PDG Lion Harvey Whitley. Necessary announcements were made and the head table was introduced. Council Chair PDG Lion Rahim Shamari, DG Susan and Juan Fernandez of 31L, DG Kathy and Joe Poirier of 31I, DG Susan and Mike O'Brien of 31O, and DG Carly and Dawn Metz of 31N, and DG Lorraine Dixon of 31S, NCLF President PDG Lion Steve McLaurin, NCLF First Vice President PDG Lion Wayne Faber, Camp Dogwood and Retreat Administrator Tammy Thomas, NCLF Second Vice President PDG Lion Allen and Amy Swaim, NCLF Secretary Lion Ann Metz, NCLF Treasurer PDG Lion Curtis Erickson, NCLF Immediate PCC PDG Lion Skippy and Judy Jackson, and Council of Governors Secretary Treasurer PDG Lion Johnny and Clois Berry. DG Lion Lorraine Dixon introduced NCLF President PDG Lion Steve McLaurin. Lion Steve thanked the VIP Fishing Tournament Board for stepping up with these year's challenges. PID Lion Lacey Presnell and PDG Lion Bob Walton were called up on stage to present a check for $10,000 to the VIP Fishing Tournament from the Raleigh Host Lions Club. NCLF resumed sending newsletters in July of 2023. The 12 Brighter Visions signature services were highlighted. PDG Carlton thanked the Wan Cheese Lions Club for providing dinner, which was fish, of course, chicken, and green beans. Participants, clubs, and volunteers were offered an opportunity to donate on the spot for Camp Dogwood, and a total of $1,150 was collected. Donors included Tim and Kim Anderson's group, Pat Poteet, Lee Wayne Counties, Lenore County, Davie County, Eastern Carolina, Cabarrus County, Rowan County, Rutherton County, Davidson County, NCLF Board and Council members, Oslo County, McCune Lions Club, Craven County, Wake County, and Albemarle Lions Club. Professional entertainment was provided by the Out and Cold Band for participants to dance. Bible study was hosted outside in the tent by the Lower Currituck Lions Club. The VIP merchandise tables were also open for business. Everything was cleaned up and set up for the next day's events, and everyone departed to get a good night's sleep. Wednesday, October 18th of 2023, the National Fishing Tournament was held from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Those not participating in the National Fishing Tournament were able to attend independent living workshops at Westcott Park, facilitated by Lion Angelo Sinesso, retired social worker for the blind. Workshops included educational sessions by Scott Lawler, Carl Keen, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind, Michelle Crawford, the supervisor with NC Services for the Blind, and Eileen Bagnall, executive director of NC Arts Access. The tournament concluded with the awards banquet. PDG Lion Bob Walton welcomed everyone, then asked all military veterans and their spouses to stand. All who stood were applauded and thanked for their service. The invocation was given by PDG Lion Carlton Metz. Kelly's was thanked for once again providing the dinner for the evening, sponsored by the First Flight Lions Club. The head table was introduced. PDG Wayne Faber, PDG Bob and Harriet Walton, PDG Carlton and Ann Metz, Angelo and Gail Sinesso, PIP Sid and Judy Scruggs, Hunt Thomas, Sandra Walker, Gray and Diane Newbern, Marvin and Martha Worrell, Owen and Amy White, Bob and Dee Christensen, Wayne and Michelle Wright, PDG Michael Schwartz, Charlie Judge, and PIP Douglas X. Alexander. The Lower Currituck Lions Club was thanked for providing the decorations at Westcott Park. International and other guests were acknowledged. Lacey Presnell, PID Gwen and PDG Rhett White, Joe Joyner, Bob and Brenda Block of Illinois, Larry and Susan Edwards, Tony and Jillian Gordon, Alan and Susan Snyder, Deborah and Ron Weaverling, Nick and Gretchen Xenopoulos, and Harvey and Diane Whitley. PIP Sid L. Scruggs III introduced our international speaker, PIP Douglas X. Alexander. PIP Alexander opened by stating that he had been trying to make it to the VIP fishing tournament for 13 years and finally managed to do that this year. It is also significant that he gave his speech on his birthday. He told the story of how he once came to North Carolina to install the members of a predominantly black club. The club was the Princeville Lions Club. He was picked up from the airport by a club member in a pickup truck. He noticed that there was a rifle in the truck, which initially made him nervous. On the way to his destination, he spotted a cotton field. He asked the driver to pull over so he could pick some cotton, by choice, since this was the first time he had seen a cotton field in person. PIP Doug noted that running this tournament is no small task and congratulated the volunteers and participants for making it happen. He joined the Lions Club in 1984. At the time, all of the members were men, as women were not allowed to join, and they met at a McDonald's restaurant. Their first project was delivering Thanksgiving baskets to a family that otherwise would not have had anything for Thanksgiving. The family was so grateful. He said that was the day he truly became a lion. He also spoke about the ambulance project that was possible in Brooklyn with a grant from LCIF. There was family that had closed on a house, and 30 days later, the house was devastated. They hadn't even had a chance to get insurance. Not much more remained except a toothbrush and teddy bear on the ground. It touched his heart. When the Lions tractor trailer pulled up, loaded with generators, food, clothing, and water, the family was so grateful. He said, "That's what Lions do every day of the year, 365 days a year, around the world, making a difference in our communities." When his district governor visited his club once, he asked how much a district governor got paid. His district governor laughed. PIP Alexander often asks people, "How will you be remembered?" We can be proud of the service that we provide, and we're always looking for new members. It all begins with an ask. We have to encourage our young people to continue to move forward and to serve. One of his most interesting trips was a trip to Manitoba, Canada, in February of 2011 for a convention. He was advised to take his thermal underwear because cold there was different than cold in New York. He took a flight from New York to Winnipeg. He was picked up from Winnipeg by PDG Wayne and Nancy for the remaining five-hour drive to the convention site in Florence River, Canada. Along the way, they stopped for lunch. As they were leaving lunch to get back on the road, Doug noticed a plug hanging on the side of the car. He asked his companions and was told that it was to plug the car in so that it would start the next morning. It was minus 42 degrees. As they resumed their drive, it started to snow heavily. Gratefully, Nancy suggested that they stop at a hotel for the night and continue in the morning. They stopped at a Motel 6, nothing fancy, but it was clean and warm. The next morning, they reached their destination. It was still extremely cold. Soon after arriving, he noticed that every function of the convention required them to go outside. The Friday night social was held in a barn and featured a giant tractor, a cow milking contest, a lasso contest, and chicken bingo, where you bet on which number a chicken was going to poop on. The convention ended, and upon reaching the airport to return home, he discovered that the flight back to New York was canceled. He ended up spending the night in the Sheraton Four Points that was connected to the airport and left the following morning. On a trip to Kentucky, he received a rifle as a gift. That was right after 9/11, and gun laws in New York were extremely strict. He knew he couldn't take it with him on the plane. Luckily, it was shipped to him instead. PIP Alexander said, "VIPs, you have worth to us." He added, "I am impressed at this operation, Gwen. You and Rhett and your team have done an outstanding job." He closed with words of wisdom. "We have to be grateful for whatever state we're in and continue to live this life to the fullest. Tomorrow is not promised. I don't know about you, but in the end, I just want to hear, 'Well done, my faithful servant.'" PDG Bob Walton presented PIP Alexander with a sampling of VIP-branded merchandise along with a birthday cake. Then we joined together to sing happy birthday to him. Then awarded presentations were done. These were the awards. Lacey and Esther, VIP Ambassador Awards. Presented to PIP Douglas X. Alexander, D. Christensen, Partner in Service, and Dom Bronco of Rhode Island, First Progressive. A special Siegel Award was presented to PIP Sid Scruggs III from PIP Douglas X. Alexander for his bravery on one of the piers. You have to ask Sid if you want the story behind that one. Following are the tournament results. Avalon Pier. First place, Alan Grant, 26 points. Second place, Del Yoder, 23 points. Third place, Glenn Permar, 20 points. Jeanette's Pier. First place, Sammy Sanderson, 94 points. Second place, Ambrose Green, 54 points. And third place, Ray Gaines, 40 points. Nagshead Pier. First place, Billy Milburn, 118 points. Second place, Brian Anthony, 117 points. Third place, Robin Robinson, 55 points. At Crystal Dawn. First place, Brian Irby, 38 points. Second place, David Brooks, 33 points. Third place, Quentin Babatunda, 18 points. At the Miss Oregon Inlet, first place, John Uplander, 51 points. Second place, Brittany Johnson, 20 points. Third place, Angel Eason, 18 points. At the Howard and Emily Stallings Award, the Howard and Emily Stallings Award was presented to Diana Robbins of Rowan County for her 17.25-inch catch of the day. In the national tournament, third place, Amanda Anderson, 16 points, North Carolina. Second place, Butch Lawrence, 19 points, Virginia. Tied for first place with 22 points, Randy LaFontaine of Rhode Island and Derek Camille of Rhode Island. Approximately $1,200 was raised with the raffle of military-themed quilts and other items facilitated by PDG Lion Wayne Faber. Lion Angela Sinesso sang a beautiful rendition of God Bless America. PDG Bob Walton concluded the tournament with a few announcements. The apples were donated by Kenny Barnwell of Henderson County, who was inducted into the Western North Carolina American Agricultural Hall of Fame on August 11th of 2023. Next year's tournament will be held October 21st through 23rd of 2024. Thank you to all the volunteers, Lions, Leos, and guests who made this year's tournament another success. And there follows many, many photos of lovely, happy-looking people enjoying the meals, the fishing, being out in the sunshine on the piers, the awards ceremony, and again, the fishing. This article by Lion John Michener. Edenton Lions support Kettle Crowd. From November 30th of 2023 to December 1st, 2023, Edenton Lions, helped by congregants from Baptist, Episcopal, and Methodist faith communities, welcomed gifts from the public to help the Salvation Army continue to do the most good. The effort involves more than 80 hours of service. Thankfully, the weather cooperated. Lions were pleased to introduce new members to this year's event. One lady lion had crossed a major bridge to get to the location on time. She was delighted to welcome many new friends named George to her bucket. She felt her goodwill appreciated and affirmed. After she rotated off duty, I took my turn. A munchkin asked, "Do you have change for a quarter?" I gave him 3 nickels and a dime. The lad was happy to have 4 pieces of money now instead of only one. A noisy pocket is more impressive. Another munchkin asked if I knew how to play rock, paper, scissors. My bewildered face signaled that I had no idea what he was asking. He stepped aside to allow an elder citizen to put a Jefferson into the bucket. The youngster has manners. Making a distinctive musical sound while clad in my apron, I smartly declared, "I am a lion bell ringer," as I made eye contact with folks approaching and initiated light conversations. Later, I noticed a serious young lass with 2 $1 bills in hand. She approached the money bucket. I took the opportunity to ask her why she donates. She said that she had grown up in Perquimans County. On a bitter cold February, the home that her and her parents were living in burned to the ground due to a nasty fire. No one would take them in. She was unable to do her homework for school. The Salvation Army found her and her parents a dry and warm place to stay through that following spring. She mused, "I have never forgotten that kindness. I can never repay, but I remember. That is why I give you $2. That is how I say thank you." It seemed as if just for one eternal moment, much of the parking lot went silent, then resumed its normal babble. And here is an obituary in memory of John Dallas Walters. March 7th, 1946 to December 18th, 2023. Johnny Dallas Waters, was born to the late Dallas Gaylord Waters and Margaret Bateman Waters on March 7th, 1946. His family includes his loving wife of more than 21 years, Sharon Griffin Waters, son John Aldwin Waters, and special friend Helen Batilas, daughter Johnsy Waters Gill, and stepdaughter Tracy Beth Woolard. Johnny was preceded in death by his stepson Chad Wilson Woolard in 2021. Johnny was born in Beaufort County and graduated Plymouth High School in 1964. He then furthered his education at Campbell University. Over the years, Johnny enjoyed many water-related activities such as skiing, fishing, and boating. His love for beach music took him and Sharon on many shagging adventures. Sunday around the Waters house was church, and then NASCAR. After his retirement, their greatest joy was relaxing and spending time at their Salter Path home in Indian Beach. Johnny was a volunteer for the Coast Guard Auxiliary and also served in the National Guard. He was a member of the Plymouth United Methodist Church, where he played many roles and served on various church committees. Along with his mother and father, he owned and operated Waters Oil Company for over 35 years. After the oil company was sold, Johnny worked 17 years with the North Carolina DMV. He was very proud to have received an award for serving over 50 years in the Plymouth Lions Club. A funeral service was held on Thursday, December 21st at 2 p.m. at the Plymouth United Methodist Church, with Vicki Woolard and Jay Hardison officiating. The family received friends from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. prior to the service at the church. All were welcome to join the family for the burial at Hillside Memorial Gardens following the service. Arrangements were made by Maitland Funeral Home in Plymouth. Membership. Are we aging out? This is by PDG Lion Vince Schimmoller, the district membership chair. He can be reached at 919-935-9937 or vschimmoller at gmail.com. Many of the clubs in our district and in the state are facing the issue of aging out. As of July 1st, 23, District 31S membership was 963. As of July 20th, 23, membership was 976. We keep commenting on the need to bring in new members. I will share some thoughts with you about this issue. How do you rebuild a club that is aging out? Realistically, it is difficult for members in their 70s and 80s to attract potential Lions in their 20s to 40s. But what about potential members that are in their late 50s and 60s? Many in this age range are retired or thinking about it, and they can relate to us more seasoned Lions and find activities of similar interest. Also, they usually have more disposable income and do not see the dues and causes supported by the Lions as beyond their reach. How can you reach younger, 20 to 40, potential Lions? Here is where you hope that you have parents in your club that have kids in their 20s that are living near them, that have a desire to serve others. Or maybe you have members that have grandchildren in their early 20s that would like to serve others. If membership dues are a concern, maybe grandpa can pay their fees for the first couple of years, or maybe the club can decide to support them for the first year. Be creative. Coming from a club that now has six Lions under the age of 26, it brings a new and exciting aspect to some of the activities that we get involved with. Remember, the only way to get new members is to ask. If you have any questions or if you wish to discover membership further, give me a call or send me an email. News from LCIF by Brian E. Sheehan, chairperson of the Lions Club's International Foundation. Hello, Lions, Leos, and fellow humanitarians. As we close 2023, I encourage you to reflect on everything you and your fellow Lions accomplished this year through your acts of service and generosity. Together with funding from our global foundation, Lions worldwide continued to create amazing impact in communities whenever and wherever we were needed. Congratulations on all that you have accomplished. This month, we highlight a story about how LCIF grants funds helped Nepal rebuild after a devastating earthquake struck in 2015, just as new funding is helping the country recover after another quake struck last month. As we enter a new year, please continue to be an ambassador for our global foundation and share with fellow Lions, Leos, and others around the world how LCIF empowers our humanitarian service. Through LCIF, we can think bigger and implement projects that our individual clubs or districts couldn't do alone. Your donations to LCIF make this life-changing service possible. Make a great day. And here's some information about the upcoming 2024 District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention from January 19th to 21st of 2024. The entertainment on Friday night, starting at 6:30, is going to be Jim Quick and Coastline. They advertise themselves as Carolina Swamp Soul. The Saturday schedule for this convention, at 9:30, there's a general membership meeting. At 10:40, the District 31N and 31S cabinet meetings, election of 2024-2025 DG, first VDG, and second VDG. At noon, it's lunch with ID Joanne Ogden and International Family. At 1 o'clock, a town hall meeting with I.D. Ogden. At 2 o'clock, the presidents and secretaries meet with I.D. Ogden. North Carolina Lions Kids Site Training with Gene Getz. At 3 o'clock, Leader Dog with Tom Snively and Beth Slade. And at 6:30 p.m., the District Governor's Banquet. On Saturday, January 20th, they'll feature the Tail Twisters breakfast, followed by the Tail Twisters auction from 7:30 a.m. to 9:15 p.m. Bring your auction items on Friday so they will be completely ready for Saturday. Want to be a Tail Twister? Contact PDG Lion Wayne Faber. We are collecting food for the Greenville Food Pantry for distribution in the area. Your help is greatly appreciated. The hospitality room will be available during the convention, and we appreciate any homemade delicacies or other items you're willing to donate. If you want to donate items for the hospitality room, contact Lions Jim Tobolsky or Anna Elliott. It's too late to reserve the rooms at the Lions rate that it passed on December 19th, but you can still mail in your registration for the event. The deadline for your registration is January 8th of 2024. And that will all happen at the Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. The NC Lions MD-31 Celebrate Liberty Essay Contest. Lion Harriet Walton inspired the current Council of Governors to revive the MD-31 statewide Celebrate Liberty program, which had been suspended for a few years due to COVID-19 restrictions. The program has a rich history of activities that in the past included student essay contests, the distribution of pocket-sized U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights books, military officer speakers, and pin sales. Lion Harriet's committee mainly worked with middle and high school educators who helped promote the activities. The 2023-24 Council of Governors decided to limit this year's program to an essay contest and distribution of books. They've chosen a topic for the essay and are asking all clubs to disseminate the contest instructions to local educators. The winning essay must be emailed to the club's district governor no later than January 30th of 2024. The governors and the program committee chairs will convene during the second weekend of February and choose one winning submission. The winner and their parents will be invited to the MD-31 State Convention in Greensboro on April 27th of 2024, where the student will be asked to read the essay to the convened Lions at the general session. In addition to a $250 prize, MD-31 will cover one day of hotel and meal costs for the winning student's family during the convention. The essay topic is What the Preamble to the U.S. Constitution Means to Me and How It Applies in Today's Society. The eligibility is for students in grades 9 through 12 who have not received the awards within the last 3 school years. Other criteria, the essay must address the topic from a personal standpoint. The essay must be insightful and well-written. The essay must reflect respect and esteem towards our country, and it must be no more than 750 words. So if you'd like to submit, it must be completed and electronically submitted together with the essay and this submission form to District 31N, District Governor Carlton Metz at cmetts22@gmail.com or the District 31S District Governor Lorraine Dixon at lhdixon.lorraine@aol.com by January 30th. Late submissions will be disqualified, and it needs to be sponsored by a teacher or educator and signed by them also. And speaking about esteem for our country, I'm not sure which club is selling these, but here's a notice for military dog tags for sale. They're $6 each plus $1.50 shipping. And they come with silencers that stretch around the dog tags. They come in a multitude of colors, and the space on each dog tag is limited to a maximum of 5 lines and 12 characters per line, which includes spaces. And you can mail and form mail this form, the form and payment to George Suggs, 84 English Drive, Candler, North Carolina, 28715. If you have questions about these dog tags, send an email to gesuggs@aol.com. A new recycling program. Acceptable items: hearing aid batteries, watch batteries, eyeglasses, and cell phones. You can drop these items off or send those items to 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. There's also an application for volunteering at the spring maintenance days and eyeglass sorting. And this happens from April 4th through 10th of 2024. Let's see. There's a, on this list includes what days you'll be there, whether you want breakfast, lunch, dinner, or no meals, and whether you require overnight accommodations or not. And space is limited. Roommates may or will be required. You, on this form, will list the task you feel you're able to assist with, and you'll be contacted if they have questions. Some of the examples of the maintenance tasks are painting, mulching, washing fence, pressure washing concrete walks, sand and refinish and repair the rockers, minor electrical, wash windows. And then there's the eyeglass sorting, minor housekeeping, and kitchen work. Please remember that camp staff will be preparing food to accommodate the number of people signing up for each meal. If you find that you will not be at camp for a certain meal, please notify Tammy so that meal preparation can be adjusted. So this form needs to be filled out with the days that you would like to volunteer, the meals that you would like to have, whether or not you need overnight accommodations, and the form needs to be returned no later than April 1st of 2024. And you can return this form to Tammy Thomas, tammy@nclf.org. Also from Camp Dogwood. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you're already considering volunteering at Camp Dogwood this summer. Volunteering for a weekly session to work with blind and visually impaired individuals is a rewarding experience. You have the opportunity to make a significant impact on the lives of each blind and visually impaired camper. If you are service-driven and enjoy helping others, then volunteering at camp will be an experience that you cannot miss out on. Come witness what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. This summer, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 60 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you'd like to bring your laptop. Each is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after the campers leave the following Thursday. You are welcome to arrive on Saturday, the day before your weekly session. If you choose to arrive on Saturday, please notify the camp office. There will be a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the day of arrival. If you need additional information or applications, contact us. We're happy to mail applications out, but they are also available on our website at www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week assigned, a confirmation email will be sent or mailed to you. You are encouraged to bring your spouse or a friend who is a Lion that can volunteer with you. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. There's also some information that includes the standards of conduct policy. So for any questions, contact Tammy Thomas, tammy@nclf.org. We look forward to having you here. Best regards, Tammy Thomas, Camp Director. Here's a notice about an art raffle, and this benefits the Brighter Visions campaign. So, art raffle tickets coming to your district Brighter Vision chair. This donation for the 2023-2024 Brighter Visions Art Raffle is from our local artist, Brenda Van Hoy of Mooresville, North Carolina. Brenda is also a talented framer and frames all the work for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. She was so impressed with the purpose of North Carolina Lions Brighter Vision Fund Drive, she donated one of her own pieces of art. Good luck to the winner on June 13th, 2024. Donations can be added to your club BV total. Send stubs, money, and instructions to NCLF, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. The tickets sell one ticket for $5, three for $10, seven for $20, and the drawing will be June 13th of 2024, at the same time as the Camp Dogwood Raffle. LDUN, New York. Lions Day at the UN, or LDUN, will be held in New York on March 1st of 2024. Don't miss your chance to see how Lions and Leos are working together with the UN to achieve world peace through environmental stewardship. Secure your spot to hear what Lions and Leos are doing to strengthen communities and celebrate our partnership with the UN. Your LDUN New York registration includes a ticket to the LDUN program, attendee giveaways, dynamic speakers, panel discussions, and networking opportunities, and exciting entertainment. Join us for the 46th annual Lions Day with the United Nations on Friday, March 1st, 2024 in New York City, USA, where we will celebrate our theme, World Peace and Environmental Stewardship. Take an active role in this important global partnership. Connect with fellow Lions and Leos and be part of the conversations that will shape the future of our service. Please note that this event and supporting materials will be offered in English only. So here's the pricing. A Lion LDUN program, $50 U.S. Leo LDUN program, $30 U.S. Non-Lion guest, $50. Additional LDUN activities. The Lion Celebration Reception, $60, and the Leo Celebration Reception, $15. Registration is required to attend the event. The registration fee collected will cover the cost of attendee giveaways, a printed souvenir program, Lions International Padfolio, pen, commemorative event pin, and presidential pin. There is no registration fee associated with attending the meeting at the United Nations. The deadline to register is Friday, February 16th of 2024. No exceptions will be made after that date. So on Thursday, February 29th of 2024, will be early registration material pickup from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in the Westin Grand Central Embassy Room at 212 East 42nd Street, New York, New York. Early registration material pickup is highly encouraged to minimize wait times outside the UN before the program. Materials must be picked up at the hotel before entering the United Nations headquarters. So on Friday, March 1st of 2024 will be the last call for registration material pickup from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the Westin Grand Central Embassy Room. If registration materials are picked up the day of, please allow ample time to commute to United Nations headquarters and go through security. Registration materials will not be handed out at the United Nations headquarters and must be picked up at the hotel. The LDUN program runs from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. United Nations headquarters, subject to availability and approval of the United Nations, at 405 East 45th Street, New York. Attire is business or business casual. Lunch is not included in the program. Please allow at least 30 minutes at the United Nations headquarters to go through security. Bring a government-issued photo ID along with your LDUN event badge to go through security. The name on your government-issued ID must match the name on your LDUN event registration. Then the LDUN Lion Celebration Reception will be from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Westin Grand Central in the Grand Central Ballroom. A separate ticket must be purchased to attend the reception. Attendees must be age 21 or older. Tickets are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Refreshments and light appetizers will be served. Then there's the LDUN Leo Celebration Reception from 4 to 5 p.m. in the Westin Grand Central Ambassador and Consulate Rooms. A separate ticket must be purchased to attend this Leo-only reception. Tickets are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Refreshments and light appetizers will be served. So, the hotel information. Book your room at the Westin Grand Central before Friday, January 26th of 2024 to receive the room block rate. All rooms booked after this date will not be guaranteed availability or the room block rate. Please contact the hotel directly for availability and rates after this date. Guided UN tours. Take a guided journey through the corridors of the iconic building where international diplomacy happens. You'll learn about the history and work of the United Nations and visit the famous General Assembly Hall and Security Council Chamber, meetings permitted, of course. To receive the 10% discounted price offered to LDUN program attendees, select the adult ticket option and enter the coupon code 10UNLIONS24. The coupon code is only valid for adult English language public tour tickets that are booked between February 15th of 2024 and March 15th of 2024. There are additional discounts available for students, seniors, and children. Cancellations and refunds. Cancellations and refunds for LDUN New York must be requested by February 16th of 2024. No exceptions will be made after this date. All requests for cancellations or refunds must be made in writing via email to ldun@lionsclubs.org. No exceptions will be made. LDUN registration cannot be transferred to another Lion, Leo, guest, child, or a future convention or future LDUN event. A processing fee of $10 will be withheld from each approved refund for LDUN registration. Here's a note from the Manteo Lions Club. This is by Lion Michelle Wright. The Manteo Lions Club debuted our newly wrapped van during the Town of Manteo Christmas Parade on December 2nd of 2023. The van will service our community by picking up or delivering donated medical goods for the time being, but there are other service projects on the horizon. We also hope that the van will increase our visibility in the community and increase membership. And there are two photos of this beautiful, fully wrapped van with the Manteo Lions Club logo and the Lions Club's international logo on it, with the big We Serve motto on the front. Donate and volunteer and join are other words on this van wrap. And in front of the van are some members and some happy lions, as well as someone dressed up in a lion costume. And lastly, here's an article about 10 ways to recruit new members. This is by Kristen DiMaggio, Associate Creative Lead of Lions International Marketing Team. The world needs Lions like never before. To make sure we're always there and ready to meet the growing needs in our communities, we are on a mission to grow. Mission 1.5 is our drive to reach 1.5 million members worldwide by July 1st of 2027. And to reach this goal, it's going to take all of us, every line and every club, working together. So, let's get started. Here are 10 ways to jumpstart your club's recruiting efforts. 1. Do a member satisfaction check. Before going out to recruit, take a look inside. How's your club doing? Are your members happy? Do you have a positive club culture? Happy members who enjoy being a Lion are more likely to successfully recruit friends, family, and others to your club. 2, connect your club membership and marketing chairpersons. Does your club have a membership chairperson? How about a marketing chairperson? If not, you'll want to fill these roles because marketing and membership growth go hand in hand. If you already have these chairpersons in place, make sure they're working together to promote your club and recruit new members. Get social. Social media is one of the most powerful tools you have for recruiting members. The more you promote your club's incredible work, the more visible you'll be, and the more opportunities you'll have to connect with people looking to serve. So, use social media to invite people to join your club for a service project or attend one of your events, and be sure everyone in your club is sharing, tagging, and reposting stories about your club. 4, don't forget traditional media. Social media isn't the only way to get your club noticed. Local papers, magazines, and newsletters are also great ways to promote your club. Make connections with your local media and other organizations and community groups to discover opportunities to get the word out. Recruit while you serve. 6. One of the best ways to recruit is by doing what you do best, serving. So invite people to serve with you and see what it's like to be a Lion. Wear Lions branded clothing to your service projects for visibility, and bring promotional materials to hand out to people you meet while out in the community. 7. Host a member recruitment event. Service is our focus, but bonding and having a good time is also a big part of the Lion experience. So don't be afraid to show off that side to potential members. Consider hosting a member recruitment event that's more of a social gathering. It could be a happy hour, picnic, an ice cream social, game night, or whatever works for your club. Promote the event on social media and encourage everyone in your club to invite at least 5 people. And number 10, I skipped a few, sorry. Just ask. There are lots of different ways to find new members, but at the end of the day, one of the easiest and most effective ways to recruit is to simply ask people to join. Imagine if every Lion brought one new member to your club. Think of how many more people you could serve. All it takes is asking one family member, one friend, or one neighbor. I've read as much of this newsletter as I could squeeze in, but I've run out of time to read every word in this wonderful newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.